In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. So they said intersectional, new word. Let's talk about what it is and how I can like understand it to serve as a better ally. And so intersectionality is this concept that all people have different characteristics that make them up. For example, me, I'm a woman, I'm Black, I'm a Generation X, I'm in Southern California, I grew up in the Midwest, I'm educated. There's so many different intersections. And so when we're thinking about a person, we tend to react to the ones that we can see, right? So you're gonna treat me a certain way based on what you can see about me. Versus there's all these other intersections that you might not know about. And even more like these, I don't just like come and all the decisions I make are based on being a female or being a Black person. Like my decisions and my experience in the world and how I, my experience in the world and how I navigate are actually a combination of all the different intersections that I have. And so when you start to talk about diversity and inclusion, you'll hear the word intersectionality be brought up because it's more complex than just one of these, one of the layers of our identity. Intersectionality and identity are very closely tied. Intersectionality is like helps you to understand your identity. And your identity, of course, is defined by you. But then at the same time, the world is treating you in a certain way based on who they think you are. And so when you're having these conversations around diversity, equity, and inclusion, understanding that people have different intersections and those intersections impact them and impact their experience and their presentation in the world in ways that you can't see. And so it's a beyond race and beyond gender and beyond sexual orientation. It's really the intersections that make us who we are. And so broadening that conversation to think about it in a more expansive way. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.